Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for the week ending August 9th, 2013. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax markets. Holidays in Singapore curtailed trading as the week drew to a close for the big ships, with the major Australian shippers sidelined. Rates for 160,000 to 170,000 tonne 10% cargoes from West Australia to Japan hovered around $8.50. Time charter rates had been holding around $12,500 daily for 172,000 tonners. Brazilian activity remained piecemeal, and rates slipped below $20 for Tubarão-Qingdao cargoes. The ongoing Drummond coal strike in Colombia, combined with an expected summer slowdown, meant rates slid. The collapse began with an MOL-controlled ship open Cape Passero on 12th of August fixing to Cargill for a transatlantic round at $5,500 daily, whilst a ship spot Falmouth did a similar level. Looking at Panamaxes and Atlantic rates drifted gently lower this week, with the market still lacking transatlantic mineral cargoes. A 78,000 tonner open Hamburg fixed for a Baltic round voyage at $9,500 daily, and a Kamsarmax fixed from Wilhelmshaven via the Baltic to the Mediterranean at $10,750 daily. There remained limited front haul activity, but equally there were still few ships willing to go east. A 74,000 tonner clean for fertilisers fixed from Gibraltar for a trip via Klaipeda to the east at $15,000 daily. The east saw a significant slowdown, with holidays impacting on trade. Rates have dropped sharply, with charterers able to secure APS rates for Indonesia cargoes at levels around $6,000 daily and bonuses around $100,000. Period interest remained, but charterers were able to select the optimum ships and were talking something above $8,000 daily for short periods. Thanks for listening.